Havana, Illinois thinks they have the raw ingredients to become a rural tourism destination.
They may come here for a specific site in Havana, but if we can get them to stay longer, there are multiple things that they can do in this region.
That's Kathy Brown, the economic development educator for the area's U of I Extension. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Friday, January 29th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. A slow rollout continues to impact the efforts of long-term care facilities to vaccinate residents and staff for COVID-19. WCBU student reporter Jordan Mead checked in with several of those facilities to measure our area's progress.
The Illinois Department of Public Health says more than 38,000 COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in the Tri-County area since December, but only a tiny percentage of the population is fully vaccinated as of yet. Long-term care residents and staff are a priority for the state's vaccination efforts. Center Village in Metamora administered over 200 first doses of the coronavirus vaccine last week.
And it's just kind of a little bit of sigh of relief while we're still holding our breath and being careful.
That was marketing coordinator Angela Kaufman at Snyder Village. She says while the vaccine rollout took longer than expected due to slow distribution, they were able to snag the needed doses through the Federal Pharmacy Partnership Program. Ryan Taylor, Vice President of Pharmacy Services at Green Tree Pharmacy in Minunk, is overseeing the Vaccine Task Force for Heritage Health's long-term care facilities.
Across our 45 to 50 Heritage facilities, between staff and residents, we're right at about 3,400 individuals that have been vaccinated with at least dose one. So significant progress is being made.
Heidi Peek, executive director of the VS of Hollybrook and Morton, says its first clinics for residents and employees vaccinations start next month.
There is some anxiety about the wait a little bit, but everyone has stayed very calm here. And just overall, it's a very positive feeling because we knew it was coming. We just had to be patient and wait for our clinic date.
Peek says they plan to vaccinate 80 to 85 residents at the long-term care facility through the CVS Omnicare program. I'm Jordan Mead.
Here are some more stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. A Peoria County woman in her 90s is the Tri-County area's latest resident to succumb to COVID-19. She is the region's 513th fatality attributed to the pandemic. Tri-County health officials reported 145 new coronavirus infections yesterday, bringing the region's case count to 31,640. Peoria Public Schools will be using more than $850,000 in grant money stemming from state cannabis sales to use toward equity efforts. That's according to the district superintendent, Dr. Sharon Desmoulins-Carat. And the Illinois Manufacturers Association launched the second annual Maker's Madness contest to crown the coolest thing made in Illinois. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. When you rack your brain for places to get away from it all for a weekend, Havana, Illinois might not be at top of mind. Local officials want to change that. They're working with the University of Illinois to develop the city into a rural tourism destination, as Tim Shelley explains.
At first glance, Havana has a lot of the raw ingredients needed for tourism. The Mason County seat sits along the Illinois River, about an hour's drive from Peoria, Springfield, or Bloomington as the crow flies. In University of Illinois recreation and tourism professor Dr. Sharon Zhao says proximity to the population hubs aren't the city's only assets either.
The main street, the downtown redevelopment is really impressive. So you kind of have like this nice combination of urban kind of feeling as well as the outdoor recreation part of it.
So what's missing? A comprehensive strategy to capitalize on some of Havana's assets. That's where Zhao and her team come in. They're part of the iRural team of the University of Illinois Extension and Public Engagement Connection Center. The iRural team is piloting an effort to reimagine rural tourism development efforts in four Illinois river towns, Havana, Grafton, Galena, and Savannah. Last week, the team took a tour around Mason and Fulton counties, including the Emmequon Nature Preserve, Chautauqua National Wildlife Refuge, and Dixon Mounds. The untapped potential of those sites took Zhao by surprise.
It's more there are more to offer than they expected. And how to get those words out, I think that might be one of the impression that I got, and one of the hopefully the project can help.
Kathy Brown, the Community and Economic Development Educator for the University of Illinois Extension in Fulton, Mason, Peoria, and Tazewell counties, says the four-phase project starts with gathering information via workshops and individual interviews.
So a big part of what we hope to do is convene those conversations with multiple partners and really explore what those opportunities might look like.
That feedback will then be used to tailor surveys targeted at tourists across the Midwest, says iRural project leader and tourism researcher Joelle Szilard.
So trying to get a picture of who is interested in visiting the rural community, what types of activity they would like to participate in, where are they coming from, what is the demographic of a typical tourist in Havana.
The iRural team will then compile a final report with insights and opportunities that not only Havana, but other rural communities can use as they seek to reinvent themselves as tourism destinations. It's that kind of information that Cole McDaniel, Executive Director of the Spoon River Partnership for Economic Development, says will be put to good use in beefing up the region's existing tourism efforts.
We really want to build on that brand and how to drive not only new tourists to the area, but also be able to collect data on the tourists that are already coming here that maybe don't even know about because there's not a great way to track that data right now.
April Burgett is a small business owner and chair of the Havana Chamber of Commerce. She says tourists staying in Havana can now be divided into two main groups.
About half of them are coming in because they're looking to utilize all of the natural resource tourism that we have really in the whole river valley. The other half just want to come here to relax and get out of the city.
Short-term lodging just opened last summer in the city's historic downtown. Burgett says most tourists are planning their visits depending on when they can book an Airbnb loft. Kathy Brown with the U of I Extension says the goal is not only to draw more people in, but figure out how to get them to stay longer in the region as well.
They may come here for a specific site in Havana, but if we can get them to stay longer, there are multiple things that they can do in this region, and that's what we really want to see happen.
It's hoped that Havana's new approach provides a template other Illinois towns can replicate in their own efforts to draw more tourists in. I'm Tim Shelley.
For more information on the iRural's efforts in Havana and other Illinois cities, go to wcbu.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at wcbu.org.